Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
I imagine all of you have seen the Energizer Bunny. The pink bunny that keeps beating his drum long after all the other batteries have lost their charge. What they don't say is that any battery will fail eventually, unless it's recharged. All that time that the bunny is running around beating that drum, the battery inside discharges its stored energy and gradually becomes weaker. You can't tell it at first because the energy output remains the same. But put it in a battery tester and you'll see how much charge it has left. Eventually, you'll have to shut that bunny down and recharge its battery. In today's gospel, Jesus realizes that he and his disciples need to get their batteries recharged. By the time we reach the sixth chapter in Mark's gospel, peace and quiet had already become for them a rare commodity. It says, people were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So Jesus invites his apostles to go with him across the lake to a deserted place and rest a while, recharge their batteries. But people figured out where they were going and were waiting for them when they arrived on the other shore. Despite his fatigue, Jesus took pity on them and taught them many things. So much for getting a little rest. Notice, however, that Jesus recognizes how important it is to step back from the activity of daily life and rest a bit. Get recharged physically and spiritually. Spend time in quiet prayer. Spend time with friends. One of the biggest mistakes that many people make, I as much as anyone else, is to give ourselves over to a life of ceaseless activity. Many people feel compelled to do something productive every waking hour, ignoring the need for a decent meal and a good night's rest, ignoring our need for time alone with God, for the rest and relaxation we have with family and with friends. And it's an easy trap to fall into. I remember as a young priest being struck with how many needs there are out there. And so I'd skip days off, not really take time for meals. I did a lot of prayer activity during that period, masses and quiet prayer every day. But I had a hard time getting quiet and feeling focused during my prayer. In fact, homily preparation began to feel like having to do a term paper every week. Work, not prayer. I knew this wasn't how it was supposed to be. You know, Jesus might have been able to keep that kind of pace, but he's the Savior, not me. And anyway, I'm in it for the long haul. He didn't have to worry about burnout. He was going to die after 3 years. I realized something had to change. So what I did was I began to gradually increase my time of silent prayer from 20 minutes a day, which is what I had done since 11th grade, gradually up to a full hour each day. And the way I did it was I added 5 more minutes to those 20 minutes and then to those 25 minutes each month, adding 5 more each calendar month, adding 5 more minutes to the point that I had worked up to an hour. And you know, it's not that hard to add 5 more minutes. But it's pretty hard to add 40 more minutes. But you know, gradually you make the adjustments you need to have that time set aside. And this daily holy hour, 60 minutes, got me back on the right track. And I've continued with it ever since. It's like recharging my batteries every single morning. Now my ministry and my homilies emerge out of my prayer and not just out of my good intentions or hard work. I take days off sometimes, sleep well at night, every night, and I take time for meals, quick meals sometimes. But what is most amazing to me is that the more time I spend resting with the Lord, the less time it takes to do everything else. It's almost like stopping the clock for an hour, or like having a 25-hour day. The hour wasted with the Lord is not an hour lost. Everything that needs to get done still gets done. I'm much better focused, I use my time better, and I look forward to the upcoming Sunday's homily and what the Lord will be saying through me, to me, in the course of its preparation, rather than dreading another deadline. Is this an issue in your life too? You know, retirees can still be very, very active. My dad says this, that a retiree, he works harder than he did when he had a job. Okay. Do you often feel like that Energizer Bunny yourself? You know, we're all very achievement oriented. And I know that some of you have a lot of irons in the fire. Perhaps Jesus is asking you to chill a little, to come with him to an out-of-the-way place and rest a little, to recharge your batteries, a daily holy hour. If you've not been doing it up to now, maybe initially a daily 10 minutes. Every single one of you ought to be able to set aside 10 minutes a day for silent prayer right off. And then you might try adding 5 more minutes each month until you work up to an hour. And you'll discover that in the course of doing that, you have actually readjusted other parts of your schedule so that it works. If you're in this for the long haul, you need to shut that bunny down daily and recharge those batteries.